All right, so plastic fans,
Yeah.
not exactly like the sexiest topic,
Right.
right? But I think we're gonna find out that there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. You sent us some stuff from an article called "Can an Injection Molding Machine Produce a Plastic Fan?"
Okay.
Which is pretty much what we're gonna be looking at today. So I guess our mission today is to figure out how injection molding actually works. What is it that makes it such a good way to make fans? And how important is the design of the mold?
Yeah.
We're going to get into that. And how do they even choose which plastic to use?
Yeah, that's a really important part of it.
Okay, so basically, injection molding is like you have this machinery
Right.
and it melts plastic,
Yeah.
like superheats it until it's like liquid.
It's molten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it injects it into a mold
Exactly.
that has the shape of whatever it is you're trying to make.
Yeah, it's kind of like those like candy molds
Yeah.
where you pour the chocolate in.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
with plastic
But with plastic and under a lot more pressure.
and heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that's really cool about injection molding is how fast it is.
Yeah.
It's like super efficient.
Incredibly
And
efficient.
that's
Oh.
part of the reason why fans are so cheap and so, widely available.
Absolutely. I mean, you can make a ton of fans really quickly.
Yeah. But not just about speed, right?
Right.
They're also incredibly precise.
Yes, every single part is made to very exact dimensions.
Which is super important for like balance and all that stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. You want consistency and, to minimize waste.
And the other thing that's really cool is how flexible it is.
Oh, for sure.
Like you can make all sorts of different shapes and
You
sizes.
can tweak the mold,
Yeah.
make all kinds of cool designs.
So it's not just about keeping things cool, it's
Okay.
also about like aesthetics.
Aesthetics,
Yeah.
exactly. You want your fan to look good.
Yeah. So, but let's talk about the mold.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just like you pour plastic into any old shape,
Right,
right?
no. The mold is like it's like the blueprint. It
Okay.
determines, what the final fan will look like,
How well it works.
how well it performs, how long it lasts, all of that.
So, what are some of the things that like mold designers have to think about?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is making sure that the plastic flows into the mold properly.
Oh, okay.
You don't want it to get stuck or like create air pockets.
Right.
So they have to design these channels and gates to guide the flow of the plastic.
So it's like plumbing almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like plumbing, but for hot plastic.
Yeah. And then what about cooling?
Oh, cooling is super important too.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, you need to make sure that the plastic cools down evenly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might end up with, warping or shrinkage. So the mold needs to have these cooling channels built into it as well.
Wow. So they have to think about the shape, the cooling, and then also the texture.
Yes, the texture of the mold will affect the final look of the fan.
So like a smooth mold
Yeah.
would make a shiny fan.
Exactly,
Yeah.
shiny and glossy.
Okay.
And a textured mold would give you a more matte finish.
So it's crazy how much thought goes into just the mold itself
It's really
before
important.
you even get to the actual fan.
And all of this, it affects all the fans we use every day,
Yeah.
whether it's in your laptop or cooling your house.
Okay, so speaking of which, let's talk about the actual plastic.
Okay, the star of the show.
Yeah, so I mean, not all plastics are created equal, right?
No, not at all. Choosing the right plastic is crucial. It's like choosing the right ingredient for a recipe.
Okay.
Different plastics have different properties, and they're good for different things.
So what are some of the plastics that they use for fans?
Well, one of the most common is polypropylene or
Okay.
PP.
PP.
And this stuff is really good at resisting chemicals.
Oh, okay.
So it's often used in like factories or labs.
Oh, right, where they might be exposed to like fumes and stuff.
Exactly.
That makes
And
sense.
it's also lightweight and durable.
So PP is kind of like the workhorse.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, cool. So what else?
Well, another popular choice is polycarbonate or
Polycarbonate.
PC. This one is super tough. It can withstand high temperatures and impacts, so you'll find it in like industrial settings
Okay.
where the fans really need to be able to take a beating.
All right, so PP is like the chemical resistant one, and PC is the tough guy.
Exactly.
Got it. What else?
And then there's ABS,
ABS.
acrylonitrile butadiene styrene. It's a mouthful,
It is a mouthful.
but basically it's kind of like the all-rounder. It's strong, it's rigid, and it's also cost-effective.
Okay.
So you find it in a lot of everyday appliances.
Got it. So, like, the fan that's, you know, probably sitting on my desk right now,
Probably, yeah.
it's probably ABS.
Good chance of that.
Wow. So basically, every material has its own strengths.
Exactly. And choosing the right one is key to making a good fan.
So I guess the question is, what material do you think your fan is made of? Think about it. We'll be back after the break.
It's funny you should ask that because even if you have the perfect plastic and a great mold design, there's still more to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need to fine-tune the production parameters.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, things like temperature, pressure, and cooling time.
Okay, so like what happens if you don't get those right?
Well, let's start with temperature. If it's too hot, you can damage the plastic,
Right.
but if it's too cold, it won't flow properly.
So it's like Goldilocks.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Gotta get it just right.
Exactly.
What about pressure?
Well, you need consistent pressure to make sure the mold fills completely
Okay.
and to get the right density and strength in the fan components.
So what, like if there's not enough pressure, it'll be weak?
Yeah, it could be weak or have gaps or air pockets.
Oh, I see.
And then there's cooling time.
Oh.
You have to get that right too, because if you cool it too quickly, it might warp.
Right.
But if you cool it too slowly, it'll take forever to make.
Makes sense.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot, you know,
Right.
balancing speed and quality.
Wow. So it's like this whole orchestrated
It
process
really
to
is.
make something that, you know, seems so simple.
And then on top of all that, there's quality control.
Of
They
course.
inspect every fan.
To make sure it meets the standard.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So it's clear that injection molding is a pretty amazing process.
It is.
But it's not just about mass production, right? It's also driving innovation in the fan industry.
Absolutely. It allows manufacturers to constantly improve their designs and create fans that are more efficient, more stylish, and even more sustainable.
Okay, so like, what are some examples of that?
Well, one cool example is in blade design.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed those winglets on airplane wings?
Yeah.
Those little curved extensions?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting to use those in fan design too.
Really?
Yeah, it helps to reduce noise and improve airflow.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And then with the fan housing, injection molding allows for some really intricate designs,
Ooh, yeah.
like integrated grills and aerodynamic vents.
So it's not just a functional object anymore, it's like a design element.
Exactly. And consumers are demanding that. They want fans that look good and perform well.
Makes sense.
So injection molding is giving designers the tools to meet those demands.
That's really interesting. So it's kind of like a feedback loop.
Yeah, you could say that.
Consumer demand is driving innovation.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked about the designs and the performance. What about the materials themselves? Are there any new plastics that are like changing the game?
Well, the world of material science is always evolving,
Right.
and there are definitely some exciting developments that could impact fan design.
Like what?
Well, one area that's showing a lot of promise is bio-based plastics.
Okay, now we're talking.
These are plastics that are made from renewable resources, like plants.
So they're eco-friendly.
Exactly. They're a more sustainable alternative to traditional petroleum-based plastics.
So we could have fans that are good for the environment.
Absolutely. And in some cases, they can even be composted at the end of their life.
Wow, so they just break down naturally.
Yeah,
That's amazing.
it's pretty cool.
Okay, what else is there?
Well, another interesting area is composite materials.
Composite
Yeah,
material.
these are materials that combine different types of plastics to create a material with enhanced properties.
So it's like taking the best of both worlds
Exactly.
and combining them.
Like you could combine a plastic that's really durable
Okay.
with one that's super flexible.
And then you'd have a fan that's both strong and lightweight.
Exactly.
Wow, that's incredible.
And then we can't forget about 3D printing.
Oh, yeah, 3D printing.
It's not as widely used as injection molding for mass production,
Right.
but it's great for creating custom designs and prototypes.
So, like for experimenting with new ideas,
Exactly.
that's really cool.
It really opens up a lot of possibilities.
It's amazing how technology is constantly changing the way we make things.
It is.
Even something as simple as a fan.
It makes you wonder what the future holds.
I know, right? Like, will we have fans that levitate?
Or fans that change color.
Or fans that can predict the weather?
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The world of plastic fans is a lot more interesting than I thought.
I agree.
So, to recap, injection molding is not only super efficient,
Right.
but it's also pushing the boundaries of fan design.
It allows manufacturers to create fans that are more efficient, more stylish, and more sustainable.
And it's all thanks to the ingenuity of engineers and designers.
Absolutely.
Who are constantly innovating and coming up with new ideas.
It's a reminder that even the most mundane objects can be fascinating.
If you take the time to look closer.
Well said.
And on that note, we've come to the end of our deep dive into the world of injection molded fans.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next time.
So we've talked a lot about the, you know, the how of injection molding, all the cool technology.
Yeah.
But how does this actually affect, like, the average person?
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits is affordability.
Okay.
Injection molding makes it possible to produce fans.
Right.
On a large scale.
Yeah.
Which drives down the cost.
So it's like everybody can afford to stay cool.
Exactly.
Especially important these days.
Absolutely.
What about performance?
Oh, yeah. That's another huge benefit.
Okay.
All those advanced designs and materials we talked about.
Right.
They lead to fans that are quieter.
Okay.
More powerful.
Yeah.
And use less energy.
So not only are they cheaper.
Right.
They're also better.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
And they're more durable, too.
Okay. So we're saving money.
Mm-hmm.
We're saving energy. And we don't have to replace them as often.
It's a win-win-win.
I like the sound of that.
And then, of course, there's the sustainability aspect.
Right, the bio-based plastics.
Exactly. As those become more common,
yeah,
we'll start to see fans that are even better for the environment.
So you're saying that someday my fan could be made out of, like, corn or something?
It's possible, yeah.
That's wild.
It is pretty amazing.
And then there's the whole design thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just about functionality anymore. It's like fans can be stylish.
Absolutely. They can be a reflection of your personality.
And with 3D printing becoming more accessible,
yeah,
maybe we'll even be able to design our own fans someday.
Who knows?
The future is full of possibilities.
It really is.
So we started this deep dive talking about something that seemed pretty simple, plastic fans.
And it turns out there's a whole world of innovation there.
Exactly. It's amazing what you can learn when you take a closer look at everyday things. So the next time you turn on your fan.
Yeah.
Take a moment to appreciate all the ingenuity that went into making it.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed this deep dive
into the world of injection molded fans.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.